U.S. President Barack Obama has for the first time publicly accused an Al-Qaeda affiliate for the attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner on Christmas Day. John Kelly has the story.
During his weekly address, President Obama presented the preliminary findings of the investigation into the attempted attack on Christmas Day, which allowed 23-year-old Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab to board a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, allegedly with explosives in his clothes.
We know that he traveled to Yemen, a country grappling with crushing poverty and deadly insurgencies. It appears that he joined an affiliate of Al-Qaeda, and that this group, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, trained him, equipped him with those explosives, and directed him to attack that plane headed for America. This is not the first time this group has targeted us. In recent years, they've bombed Yemeni government facilities and Western hotels, restaurants, and embassies, including our embassy in 2008, killing one American.
The president also used much of his address to respond to criticisms that he's been weak on national security and to outline his administration's actions to keep the country safe.
It's been nearly a year since I stood on the steps of the U.S. Capitol and took the oath of office as your president. On that day, I also made it very clear. Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred, and that we will do whatever it takes to defeat them and defend our country. And though often out of sight, our progress has been unmistakable. Along with our partners, we've disrupted terrorist financing, cut off recruiting chains, inflicted major losses on Al-Qaeda's leadership, thwarted plots here in the United States, and saved countless American lives.
President Obama has scheduled a meeting with intelligence chiefs on Tuesday at the White House to discuss how to prevent another major security breach. I'm John Kelly.